Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I'm Gabrielle. I am a former mafia princess and the owner of our Too Posh Boutique. And I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
I'm Marcella. I am a dancer, choreographer, model, and the designer for Too Posh. And I cannot wait to talk to Whitley,
who is my son's adorable girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Whitley. I like to create things. I'm kind of a nerd. Kind of a nerd, and I like to make people smile.
What will they say next? You're listening to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to our Too Posh Podcast. And we are here with my beautiful co-hosts, my daughter, Marcella.
Hello.
And my son's girlfriend, Whitley.
Hi.
And Spider, our Charlie's Angel.
Yes.
And our beautiful guest, Natalia Khan.
Hey.
AKA Jasmine.
I need to do that for Halloween.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I get that.
Have you ever done it?
No, I need to.
Oh my god, that's your costume this year.
I know.
For sure.
I think, yeah.
You look just like Jasmine.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Well, I need to find an Aladdin.
Put on social media. I'm looking for my Aladdin.
Yeah. Red carpet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and see if I can find a Jasmine costume for you.
Yeah.
Or I can make
that. That'd be hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We had learned about Natalia's life in the episode before this one. So everyone check it out. And this episode, we wanted to learn. Natalia is a fitness model and very into that whole industry. And I always wonder, I want to hear all behind the scenes stuff that goes on with all that, because we find it very interesting. Because I think we hear a lot of things you see on social media, a lot of things you see, but when you're not in it, mm-hmm. you don't know. And you hear all these rumors and
yes.
certain things. And I wanted to address some of that.
Yeah.
So when did you get started, I guess, would be?
I guess when I started competing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been a personal trainer for over 11 years. But I did runway. I was with Kim Dawson once upon a time.
Yeah, because you're really tall.
Yeah, and I retired, and I was like, oh, man, I love modeling, you know? And I was just happened to be on Facebook, and I saw one of the girls that I went to college with. She did a competition, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she looks pretty. It's fitness-oriented. And I was like, I think I could do that one day. And so I ended up doing a fitness competition, and I absolutely fell in love with it. It was not easy, because
this stuff is super hard.
Oh my gosh, it was so hard. And the coach that I had, she put me on a no carb diet. And look at me, I should not be on no carbs. I should be like on full carbs. And so that was the most hardest. Like, I was basically on like fish and green beans. And I was like, that was so hard. And it's not even good. Not even good. And
just
so
choked
like
down a naked name. So
I did like the most hardest diet that you could think of. My first go around, I was like, okay, well, and then I found a better coach, which, you know, thankfully. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting carved out. But so I was able to do the hardest part of the diet, but the competition part, it's not like getting up on stage. Well, it is a little bit of getting on stage, but the diet's the most hardest part. It's not going to the gym. It's what you put in your mouth when you're having cravings, or if your hormones are going crazy and you just want ice cream, or you want like candy. You know, that's the hardest part. And having to do that for 16, 18, 22 weeks.
Oh my God.
Of eating the same thing.
No.
That is rough. And but yeah, it's all my thing.
Do you ever say to yourself, why am I doing this?
I guess it's that challenge.
Yeah,
it's all mental. And like this past time when I competed, or when I was prepping for my competition, it was like 20 weeks that I did.
Oh,
and after all, everything with the breakup and everything, that was the only thing that kept me grounded. Because if not, I probably would have drank all the day, every day. So I was like, it kept me grounded, going to the gym, being on my diet, having like a goal that I was like, oh, I'm not going to let this ruin, you know?
Yeah. How many competitions have you done?
Let's see. Maybe four.
And will you still do them?
Yeah. I'm off season now, which I'm absolutely loving, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I got courage, you know? I get a drink if I need to, or eat anything that I want to, which, you know, with moderation and balance. But you see a lot of girls that do competitions and they like, they go opposite, you know, mm-hmm. like they put on more weight than they ever had starting, you know, because of the restrictions, you know, it messes with your head, you know.
That's what I hear.
What did you place in your competitions?
So you have four fitness competitions, you have to place regionally for you to go to nationals. So you had to get either the top three to go to nationals. And then my first national show, I got top 10, which isn't a good. But the girls now this year are a lot more like more muscular. And some bikini girls are even like on other stuff. That
steroids and stuff.
And so I just didn't want to do that. And I look like a runway model compared to them when I competed in May. So I didn't do that good. But that was the best I've ever looked. So I wasn't tripping on that.
Yeah.
But it's all about personal growth. Like you can't, in this industry, you cannot compare yourself.
Because
you don't know what they're going through. You don't know how their body is, how they are mentally, you know?
Yeah.
So in this industry, like, I mean, in everything else, they do testing for steroids and stuff, but not in this one.
Everybody knows. Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing that you can stay grounded within yourself, not to fall for that and do that to yourself and just do your personal best because your body is gorgeous. And
I mean,
I think with the steroids and stuff, you ruin so much.
Especially
really
long term.
Damage yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's, there's athletes that do it, but you know, it's their body. I mean, whatever you want to do, you know, I don't knock you for it. It's whatever you want to do.
And you train people. Do you have like clients every day? Do you in the gym? I see you mostly there. So that's what I thought you did.
Yeah.
Like when you said you were a teacher, I was so shocked.
I know.
You're like, how do you have time for this?
Yeah.
Like,
thinking.
Are you not sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you, like how long have you had your clients? A long time?
Yeah, like one client I have for, 10, maybe 8 years.
And
Do
you tell them what to eat too, or just train?
Not unless they want that.
Oh, okay.
Not unless they want that. So it depends. I'm not a nutritionist, but I can give you a nice realm of what you're supposed to be eating.
Got it.
But I can give you, you know, resources to whatever your goal is. And it depends if they want online, you know, training or face-to-face training.
Yeah.
It just depends. A lot of people like just want to get down to a certain goal for like an event, you know?
Yeah.
Like their wedding or like one just finished having a baby. So like she did an amazing job, you know, keeping the extra, you know, she was all baby because she worked out.
Yeah.
So like her third trimester. So it's like little life goals, which is really nice, you know. If you compete like on, like the national level, you usually have a competitive coach like I have.
Yeah.
I just do mainly strength and conditioning, weight loss type.
Got it.
Post rehab, if they had a knee injury, back injury, things like that.
Got it.
So I always wonder because when you're not in that industry, I think there's so many questions. I was always like, I tried to watch it a couple of times and I'm like, I don't understand. Call outs. What does all that mean? Like, it's so confusing.
Yeah. It is confusing. So like with women, we have different categories. We have bikini, which is more of what I do. It's more like the
womanly.
The softer look.
Yeah.
Then when you go up, it's figure, so more muscular. And as you're going up the tiers, it goes all to women's bodybuilding, which we used to have, but we don't have anymore. But
you don't?
We don't have. They eliminate. Politics, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. So there's just bikini and figure?
Figure, women's physique, fitness, and women's physique. I think that's it. So like as you're going up, so I'm in the lowest of muscularity, you know, but as you go up, you have to like take some sort of
stuff
too.
Yeah, those women are.
Because you
a lot
can't,
of muscle.
There's no that way, you no can, way naturally. Your body can naturally produce that type of muscle, you know. So
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and then first call outs is like top 5, second call it's top 10, and then third it goes by 5.
So when it says the first girls that are called out, they had the top 5,
mm-hmm.
and then they make them switch, like they go okay.
Yeah, so they're like, I guess the judges like comparing them, and then when they're right in the middle, that's first. When they're on the side, the second, and the over, the third, fourth, fifth.
So, but then they come back, right?
Yeah. And then, like, it depends on the judges and depends on the show, depends on, you know. And then usually depends on the judges. They'll let the first top three leave. And then they'll bring in and then bring more girls. And they just, yeah.
And then is it
confusing.
Is it expensive?
Oh, my gosh. If you don't have sponsors, oh, my gosh. It is the most, it's like pageantry. Pageantry, I used to be in pageants. They're so expensive.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't have sponsors, it's ridiculous because you have to think about small things like your makeup. If you don't know how to do your own makeup, you got to pay somebody. Mm-hmm. You don't know how to do your own hair, tanning, your suit. Your suit starts at $800 mm-hmm. starting.
Uh-huh.
Your jewelry, your heels, your fees to get in the hotel, your coaches, your meals, your supplements, your air flight if you have it, you know.
That sounds expensive.
It's so expensive. I could have bought a brand new car.
Think about it, right?
Wow.
Yeah, like I could have paid for.
And
some
to
college.
Get a sponsor, is that easy, or is it you have to be a certain?
Oh, it's quite difficult, especially now,
right?
Because the fitness industry is getting a little bit more saturated, and you have a lot more. Because when I first started with all like different supplement companies, or mine was Allmax, or still is Allmax, like 4 years ago, IG was just basically starting, you know?
Right.
But it just depends on the company. Like some companies want you to have good following. Some people really don't care. They want you to have like a really good, it depends what they're all standing for, you know?
Yeah.
If it's all about what they need, what they're looking for, what area, how old you are, what, how do you look like? It's just so many like different factors that go into it.
Do you make money if you win?
On the pro level.
Okay.
So you have to be pro first, and then if you win at
the
pro level.
So that's the pro card everybody goes
for. Yes,
yes. And that's why on their Instagram, it's like
IFBB. Yeah.
What does that stand for?
The International Federation of Bodybuilding.
Oh. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, so that you can compete worldwide.
And do you have to win to have that title? Or do you just have to compete in it? Because why do I feel like everybody has that by their own?
I do too. I'm like,
you
why
just know a lot of pros.
I do. Okay.
You just know, yeah. Okay. I mean, you have to have your pro card for you to be IFBB. That's the federation.
You have to be first in a competition to get that card, correct?
Yes. It's NPC, which is the national. Oh. It's the National Physique Committee. That's the amateur level.
National
and then
whenever, Physique Committee. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So and if you win once, whenever, are you a pro?
If you win your pro card at that particular national show, you get your IFBB.
They don't take it away.
Even if you stop everything?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't take it away. Yeah, like if you retire. I know some athletes that are retired and they don't compete anymore. They just keep it.
So, what was my question? I was going to ask. Oh, is it really political?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I don't understand. That's what makes me feel bad because, I mean, I've dated a few too. And I mean, Ryan, for example, was so, I mean, he looked amazing and got like did not win. And everyone was like, what the hell? The guy who won was like not even close. So you're like, that's so sad. You go through all this stuff. You eat all this food. You train really hard.
Yeah.
You totally change your life. You buy all this shit. And then you don't even win. Like how?
So what does it like how? Do you see it as political? Like, what? Tell us from the insider part a little bit.
It depends who you know. If you know the judges, what kind of coach you have, what city do you really live in, who are you affiliated with, what sponsors you have. Like, it goes on and on and on and on. It can go on and on.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds so much work for not.
Yeah. So that. Yeah. So you have to really enjoy love. Doing what you're doing for personal growth, so
and, not for the competition.
And not for the competition.
Like, even if you don't win, you've got something to look at afterwards.
Yes,
like, hey, check it out.
Yeah, because I didn't do this good in Junior USAs in May, but I looked the best and I felt the best, and I overcame all these different difficulties because I was on prep. So you have to look at that bigger picture.
Got
you know, if you're just chasing a trophy, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you work out every day?
Every day.
Every day. Even Sunday?
I take one rest day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's curious.
Yeah. And then when I compete or when I'm prepping, I do 2-a-days, which is I have no life.
How do you work 2 jobs, work out twice?
Oh, you plan everything. I do all my planning 1 month in advance.
Oh, wow.
Minimum.
So like, do you cook your own food?
Mm-hmm.
You do? So you do that prep thing?
Mm-hmm.
Every single Sunday?
Yeah,
that prep thing.
Yeah, Sunday or whatever I'm needing food, I just cook. Yeah.
And what do you make typically?
Oh, I'm into fish now. Fish and rice. I love fish and rice. Last year when I was on prep, I had chicken for 22 weeks. I haven't put a single chicken in my mouth since then. I am so sick of chicken. It could be fried. It could be baked. I can't stand chicken now. It's so nasty.
But don't you change it? Maybe it's different because when you're prepping.
You can.
Yeah, because I remember Ryan would cook some. I mean, I always like ate his food.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank God you're cooking. But I always remembered he cooked different stuff every Sunday. So it wasn't that chicken for 20 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever what's easier for you, I guess, or how your budget looks like or what your cooking schedule looks like, you know?
So but take me through a breakfast, lunch, and dinner typical day.
What's your menu? Yeah.
Take a note.
Off season or on season?
Eat both. I want to know.
Oh, okay. So prepping when you're prepping for a competition, depends on your coach. If you have a coach or depends on how, you know, you have a certain amount of ounces, you have to weigh all your food. That's the part that
a lot
of people don't like. Yeah. You have to weigh all your food. You have to measure every single thing to the ounce.
Oh my gosh.
For breakfast. Yeah, you definitely have to weigh yourself.
Well, I failed.
Next. For me, I would eat like 6 to 7 meals, but they're smaller meals.
Yeah.
So you eat every 2 to 3 hours.
So you wake up and you eat what? What do you do? What do you not eat? You wake up.
I wake up and my body does not allow me to do fasted cardio. I have to eat before I work out. Some people can do it because of their own body type, but my personal body, I'll feel sick if I work out without eating. So I have to have my meal one. And that could range from either like oatmeal or eggs, egg whites, turkey sausage. But it just depends on my, you know, like.
But that's while you are prepping.
Yes, while I'm prepping.
So that's your first meal.
Yes, it could be. That could be an example.
But like how many ounces of that?
It would be maybe like 3 ounces of egg whites and then 2 eggs and like 1.5 ounces of oatmeal. I feel like that. And
what
and
is
then,
that? Like,
yeah, I'm trying to
small.
Out.
It's really small.
It's like a spoonful. bite. But people that are bites. In it, like, were you the person to bring your food to a restaurant? In your cooler?
I don't really like doing that. I'd just rather either, like, I can eat a salad and. You just have to be really picky. The waitress is not gonna like you, but you just have to be like, I don't want any seasoning. I don't want you to cook it with anything. No butter. You have to really specific.
Yeah.
And if there's nothing you can't eat, then there's nothing you can eat there. But I really try my best to not miss functions, because I was on a diet. You know, and if
good.
There
that's
was
good.
Something,
yeah,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and
good.
A lot of people that takes with time. Like if my first year competing, I would have been like, oh, I can't go because I'm prepping. But I think when you compete year after year, you kind of learn your body, you learn what you're able to do, you learn how to adapt. Yeah. You know, and it's just a whole learning process. But if you're looking to just get a trophy and then that's it, you're not gonna make it. You know.
Okay, now hold on. We're just at the first meal.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
6 or 7 meals. We got to go to. So you eat that and then you go work out.
Yes.
For how long?
For me, I would do like touch ups of every single part of my body. So it would maybe be like 45 minutes. And then.
Do you eat again?
Then I would eat again.
What do you eat now?
Then I would eat either like maybe Ezekiel bread, a protein shake. Peanut
what
butter,
bread?
Ezekiel bread.
What is that?
It's like gluten-free bread that you find in the freezer section.
Oh, it's like frozen bread?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's so good. I don't even eat regular bread now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would try it, but it's cold. Like,
oh,
it's
no,
frozen
you warm
bread.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, you don't eat it. Yeah.
I'm so dumb. Obviously, I'm not a IB.
I know.
Whatever. Spider's like, that's what a toaster is for.
Yeah, so you eat that, and then you would eat your meal three, which could be like, it could be steak, it could be fish.
This is lunch okay. now.
This is maybe your lunch,
you got,
yes.
You got Whitley with steak.
Yes, I like steak. Okay.
Yeah.
But I know how much red steak?
I would have to weigh mine, so I'll probably maybe have like, depending on where I'm at, it could range from like 4 to 5 ounces.
Depends. That's a pretty good piece of meat.
Yeah. So yeah. And then you have like whatever vegetable. It could be Brussels sprouts. It could be green beans. It could be asparagus. I personally hate asparagus, but a lot of competitors eat asparagus.
I love asparagus.
Yeah.
Makes your pee smell
like yeah. yeah. So that's the part that I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Gross. And then I would have maybe like Greek yogurt with some nuts. But like I said, this is my body. Not
yeah.
somebody
no,
else,
I
you
get
know.
It.
And then I would work out. And then I would have another protein shake. One time I was on Pop-Tarts, which is pretty good because I needed to gain a little bit more muscle, so I was able to have Pop-Tarts after working out.
Oh, wow. And that helps with muscle?
Yeah, because it like transfers
Whitley's like,
the,
I'm going by Pop-Tarts.
You know, yeah.
I don't know.
There's science behind it, but yes, and then I would eat either, depending on what the time looked like, if I was getting home at 9, 10, 11, I would eat like another fish or rice. Fish again with salad.
But that's
just depends.
Kind of a lot of
that's
food.
Like, it yeah. is a lot of food. Yeah.
But
and
I think
your
that's
body,
what's
like,
hard for some people is even eating that much, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my best friend went to Vegas with me one time, and every time I ate, she would eat. And this is the type of girl, this is my best friend that I've known since high school. She eats one time a day. I don't even know how that's possible, but she eats one time a day.
That's what I did yesterday.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. So she was like with me. And so she was like, what are you about to do? I'm like, I'm hungry. I got to eat. She's like, okay. So what does your best friend do? She's going to eat with you. You know,
yeah.
Pretty nice. She was like, oh my God, I'm so full. Like after two meals, and it was like meal two, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my goodness.
And then she's like, oh, so by the end of like our Vegas trip, like 4 days, she was like, I don't want to ever eat ever again. Cause she was like,
you were like, they're losing, but gaining muscle. She gained 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like,
but she was eating healthy sometimes, but yeah, it was the frequency. She was, her body wasn't used to it, you know? And like, it's really hard for somebody that eats one time a day to go to that type of lifestyle. You have to like work it in between to like start with three, then you go to four, then you go five. Because you're like training your metabolism at the same time. And you think of it as like an engine, you know, you have to like keep fueling your engine. So, but her body's so used to it. There's no way in the world she could have 6 or 7 meals. So she's like, oh my God, I feel like a whale. I'm like, I don't know how.
Wow. So. But they say it's That's not funny. Good to only eat once a day.
Oh, no, yeah. Not at all. Because your body thinks it's starving.
Yeah,
that's
and it
why
eats it, your muscle.
Yeah, and
first.
It holds everything. So that's why it's really hard for people to lose weight easily, because your body is so used to thinking it's starving because it won't get food ever again in the whole 24 hours, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's what I hear so much. Like that you should not do that. Because and you think that it's good for you, but it's not, because your body is eating your muscle first.
Yeah.
And storing it as fat.
Now they're saying that intermittent fasting, so then that totally goes against all that.
What is that?
It's where you eat in spurts. Like you don't eat for a certain hour. You don't eat for 12 hours. You eat for 8. But you have to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're eating once a day, that's not intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Like that's still not the same, because you're not getting in the nutrients that your body needs with, I mean, you could probably do it, and I hear people do it, but of course there's other people who are like, well, somebody just came up with that, and everybody's body is different, and you have to do what works for them. But I do know that eating once a day only is not good for you.
Yeah.
That your body is then starving and eat your muscles. And it doesn't, but I was talking to someone, it doesn't even have to be a lot, because I'm not a breakfast person at all. I'm not even hungry in the morning. And they're like, well, just eat like a banana, or just eat like a bite of
something.
Just something, an apple or something to get your metabolism going.
Yeah.
in the morning, and then
I had an apple today.
You did.
Oh, there you go. We're on to 3 meals a day. Yeah. There you go.
I like eating all day.
I do too.
Like,
if I could eat donuts and pizza all day, I mean, yeah. You see that meme where it's like I meal prepped and it's like 7 different containers and it's pizza and each one.
I love it. That'd be easy for me.
Yeah.
I would like to meal prep. It's just the prepping. But it's a whole like I could.
I just can't afford
just can't
that food.
Do the Sunday cooking all day.
Yeah,
but if somebody does it for me, I'll
eat
it.
Yeah, there's companies out there. There's companies that will meal prep for you.
I love the healthy food. I love to eat healthy. I'm not picky at all. I don't even really like bad food. I just, it's the going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cooking it.
I like healthy food. I just don't buy it.
I like the thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do, though. Like, if I don't know, I would eat. Like chicken and vegetables every day. If I would make it. I don't know. I love it.
You
I love
do like
chicken.
That.
That's why you need a man that cooks.
I know. Gino. He's working all day.
So my mom does not eat. My mom eats once a day, literally. Like one
sometimes,
thing.
But yeah, I'm doing that bad stuff. I need to hire her.
It's not good for you.
So is there jealousy? Is there like, how are the girls that are in this whole thing that are competing against each other? Is there, I can imagine that it's like cutthroat ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear some stories, especially on the pro level, like they'll steal your heels.
Gosh.
And you would be like, what? You know, but they are too, like, there's some girls out there that are just, or men or, you know, whatever. There's some athletes that are just conniving and will do anything it takes to win, you know.
Tell us some stuff that you have heard.
Yeah, like stealing a girl's heels so she wouldn't compete. That's how ever since I heard that story, I always bring 2 pairs of heels.
Smart.
Or like I've heard girls like cut the bikini strings so they wouldn't be able to. It's crazy. Like, it's just so sad, but
so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
We make
I know.
Piss.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, ugh. I've definitely sewn my fair share of them, and I'm like, why would you cut that? That's so mean.
I know that is mean, right? And yeah, and then or like, there's like lots of jealousy, not even on stage. It could be like on social media, or you're dating somebody, and this person's like not faithful to this person,
of course.
You know, this person liked, you know, like it's. It's just so you can get really consumed in the negativity of the fitness
industry.
It's
like its own world.
It is its own world, and you have to really do a really good job in not trying to integrate your personal life.
I feel like you are totally different than any other ones that I've ever met. Like I feel like you have found that level where you are in it, but you are also still a normal, fun-loving person.
Yeah.
Because I
try to keep that balance.
Yeah, that balance.
Yeah, and it's hard for a lot of girls.
And you're in it for personal growth, not
for,
like you said, like a trophy or like I don't think that you're in it for social media fame.
No,
or,
yeah, and there's some girls or guys that want that, you know, or they want to see how many sponsors they can get or if how many views they can have. You know, like they're chasing something that doesn't hold true value, so they're not going to, you know, I mean, it's how it is, but I mean, you just, you know, do the
best
you can.
So I always heard and hear that, like, as you get closer to the competition, you get so grumpy. People get, because they have to do that leaning out, whatever, and there's hardly any food.
Peak week is... That one's
It hell.
Hell week.
Hell week, peak week, yeah. It's that week of your competition. So it starts that Sunday where you're like prepping for your meals. That's whenever, you know, your water starts to deplete. Like you have to be on, like you start depleting your water for me personally, it would be like maybe the day of or the 2 days prior. Just depends on what your coach says. But like for me, I would do it. I would stop drinking water like 7 p.m. the night before my competition. But some girls do it, you know, 48 hours. It just depends. And then that's when the carbs start to go away and the fats start to go away. Like peanut butter starts to decrease from two tablespoons to 1 teaspoon or so, you know.
And you're grumpy because you're starving.
You're starving, you know, and
hangry. Yeah. You're all hangry.
Yeah, and then you're like working out still the same way, you know, and just the pressure. But you just have to think, all right, five more days, four more days, you
know. Do you get hangry?
If I don't eat, yes, I can. I'm like, can you give me some food? I'm about to like kill somebody, you know. But I don't take, like, if I'm not hungry, I just don't, I don't go around like being mean to people, because I feel like I'm like, I'm doing this to myself. Why don't I like take it on other people, you know?
My mom was like that. She was like on a 500 calorie a day diet.
Oh my God, man. That's rough.
I know. And oh my only God. Grilled chicken.
500, that's like in my coffee.
I know.
Yeah, like the creamer.
She was so mean. And then she like, she looked great, but she was like, I fucking hate chicken.
I know.
Like,
I hate
she,
your face.
She can't look at it either. And then, I don't know, a couple weeks ago when I was home, she's like, oh, I think I'm going to go on a diet again. We're all like, no, no. My dad's like, please don't let your mom.
Gosh.
I was like, okay, I won't.
Now, why won't you date anyone in the industry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
just,
a great question.
That is a good question. I just don't like all of that extraness that comes with it. Like,
which is
I need,
what?
Like, just, I don't know, they're just so self-absorbed. Oh, yeah. And I guess I could be come off like that, but when you have two people like that,
and
you have
girls, so it makes
I'm like, and then when the guy's like in the mirror, like, oh, you know, almost like, oh, gosh.
That's so
all right.
Unattractive.
Yeah, like, can you like go read a book or something?
Yeah,
it definitely feels like a culture I wouldn't want to be around.
Yeah, and then I don't know, I it's not appealing to me to be so like so full of yourself. You know,
as a man,
yeah.
They take all the steroids, and then you have that whole issue.
Oh, I know, and they're like, oh, they're rage. Mean. Like one of my friends, oh, when he is on, I don't know, whenever he'll have these mood ranges from his steroids, I'm like, oh, I can't deal with you.
On top of,
I'm like, glad I'm not your girl. Yeah, I'm not glad I'm not your girlfriend, because you're acting psycho. Yeah. It just, and they just have these rages that are uncontrollable. You know, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not dating.
That's why we're just friends. Right. But yeah, and then, I don't know, it's just so much extra, you know, especially with social media. It's really hard to, I guess, be open about your relationship without everybody, like, looking in your business and seeing who you're, you know, dating and, oh, what coach they have and, oh, you know, this person, your body's not as good as mine, you know, or, like, you know, just the, mixing fitness and relationships and social media is very,
it's very hard.
It
sounds toxic.
It is. Yeah, it is. So I, on my social media, I don't really put anything like relationship wise on there. And I love it. It's just, yeah.
Like what about it. Like, do you know of people that are dating in the industry and that have had a hard time?
Yeah. Like they'll have to like announce that they are no longer together. Or then some girls, they'll like take the pictures off and everybody's like, oh yeah, they're not together. But then, you know, you like try to scroll and like, oh, she took all the pictures down, you know? You know, I mean, it's obvious, I guess. It just, I guess it just depends on you, you know, if you don't mind taking it down, if you're really, you know, if you're, and then some people put
there.
It up and some people keep it up, you know? Right. It just depends on, I guess.
Yeah. No, I just meant like, if the trainers, and then if the guy is a trainer and the girl and they're together and then they are training other people, I can imagine how much jealousy that is coming out of all that.
You know what's weird is I know someone who is a posing coach and then another trainer, and they're big, big, big time. And they're like, I would never date a female, like a fitness girl. Like they're not even attracted to it. And their wives or girlfriends are not like that at all.
Oh, really?
Beautiful, but they're like, they're crazy. They're like, I would never date a fitness competitor at all. So that's like kind of, they train them, but they're not even attracted.
They're not interested.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It's a whole different personality. I mean, yeah, you're right. Like I'm not a typical like competitor there. I mean, I do my best to really keep balance, you know?
I can tell you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different.
Just because I just don't want it to be all of my life. Like, I don't want teaching to be all of my life. I don't want, you know.
Different facets.
Yeah. I just want to be, like, wholly nice and rounded, you know.
That's good. Yeah. But also, too, you have to think that people are more than just like a body. Like you can look at someone and think they're attractive, but then you can talk and then you're like, oh God.
Oh God.
Now you're not attractive at all.
You're like, yeah. Oh, what a waste.
Yeah, what a waste.
What a waste until you open your mouth. Oh my yeah. God, can you yeah. stop? Yeah. Just stop
so,
talking.
Yeah, yeah. So I would imagine if there is any, I mean, yes, you might be surrounded by everyone with a perfect body, but then
yeah,
talking,
exactly.
You're like, oh
yeah. No. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Be quiet.
No. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's that. I really like that. I like to learn that about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really hard, like maybe in my past relationships, because they see that I'm in this industry and it's not easy, you know, because they think, oh, she's surrounded by so many beautiful men. Like, why would they be interested in me? But I'm like, I feel like you just have to trust, you know? I mean, if you can't handle, then you can't handle, you know? But
yeah, being confident.
Yeah, you got to be confident.
Yeah, confidence is definitely attractive. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
the most attractive, really. I feel like
there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing worse than a jealous boyfriend. Oh, oh my God, that is so annoying.
I know.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Keep your jealous boyfriends together.
Yeah.
Under wraps.
Keep them in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we met you in such an interesting way. I wanted to just bring it up because you contacted us on social media.
Yeah.
And then we met you in person at the Statler Hotel when we had the pop-up shop there. And we
like
loved
the next day,
out.
Right? Or day of or something?
Do what?
Wasn't it? Didn't we meet her when she...
I think so.
Yeah,
the first
you know,
day.
When I met y'all, I didn't realize it was y'all. Because yeah. I was like, oh, they were... I forgot why I was there. But anyway. And then I was like, oh, they got some cute bikinis. And I was like, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, and then she did Ring Girl for us.
Yes.
For the boxing.
Yes.
Yes.
Natalia, that was fun.
That was fun.
For the Statler, did a boxing event. So we had Krista.
Boxing
and,
in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, so
that was a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Yeah. Met some great people. Then you had that car trouble.
Oh.
She couldn't turn her car off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I decided to take my other car because I was like, oh, I don't want to take this car. So I decided to take this car, and then I was parallel parking. For some reason, I wanted to get out of my car just to see if I was close, and the door shut on me with the keys.
And it locked.
Yeah, and then our friend was like, what are you going to do? You going to stay with the car? Let's have drinks. I'm like, okay.
She stayed. The car kept running.
Yeah, with my purse right in the passenger seat. I'm like, all right, well, if someone steals it, someone steals it. It's okay. At least I'm drinking.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to stand by the car either.
It was so hot. It was one of those days where it was like 101 degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
gosh. Oh, God, it was so bad.
Oh, I miss all them. That was fun.
Oh, I
Kay
know.
And all them.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he texts me. He's feeling better now.
Is he not feeling well?
Yeah, he said he like fell.
What? When?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
He said he's better now, but I'm like, oh poor guy.
Oh, man, he's so sweet.
Yeah.
I know. All those people are so sweet. I miss them.
Oh, gosh. We got to go back.
Yeah.
To say hi.
But they said that if we all come, that they're going to give us a room, so we need to make.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is Murdaad
and Michael.
Yeah.
And
Michael. Yes. They are the Statler Hotel people that we became friends with and worked with when we had our pop up there.
Yes,
we
amazing.
Need to plan a night out.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like a reunion.
Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that we learned so much about you. I thank you so much for coming.
Yes,
give us your
you.
Social media handles.
Natalia_Khan is Instagram, and then Facebook, just regular Natalia Khan.
Spell it just in case.
Natalia and then _Khan, Khan.
That's
the part that everybody's like, Con. I'm like, no. Yeah. I just think of Genghis Khan, but switched around, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We love you. Everyone, have a great day.
You.
If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to leave us a review and please subscribe so you will always be the first to know of the newest episodes. And please check out our website, tuposhboutique.com. And all our social media handles, Marcella.
You can find me on all social media at Marcella Ranieri. I think on Facebook, it's Marcella.Ranieri. But everywhere else, I didn't get very creative. So just MarcellaRanieri.
With Lee?
I think all of my handles, like Snapchat, Instagram, everything, Twitter, is Langford7wit, and it's LANGFORD, the number 7, and then WHIT.
And mine is Gabby Talks, and the rest of it is all Too Posh. They all stole all my social media and made it all into Too Posh, which is fine.
But T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Because some people don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. T-O-O-P-O-S-H, Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E is our website. And it is Too Posh Boutique on Instagram as well, on Twitter, Snapchat, and everything. And my Instagram is Gabby Talks, and on Facebook I'm Gabrielle
Gilmore
Kendler, my maiden name. So everyone,
have a sparkly day.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.